day in the Pacific Northwest, with cold rain falling intermittently. Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick at CenturyLink Field. Welcome to Seattle. And again, it goes to ProSize, and ProSize has a hole. And he's at the 40. He's at the 50. He's at the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. ProSize, touchdown. On second down, Wentz back. He looks, he fires, he completes it, and in for the touchdown is Zach Ertz. He caught it at the goal line and extended it across the plane. Wentz stamps his foot. He takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He's looking. He fires, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Chancellor. And the Seahawks take over with 16 seconds left. Mistake by Wentz. In the shotgun is Wilson. He steps up. He starts to pump. He's trying to fires it down the far side and completes it to Jimmy Graham, who breaks the tackle. He's at the 5. He's in for a touchdown. Snap goes to Wilson. End around to Baldwin. He is throwing for the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson even caught a touchdown pass from Doug Baldwin. Boy, this crowd doesn't quit no matter how much they lead by. At this point, Aguilar just has absolutely no confidence. Wentz takes the snap. He looks, he pumps, he fires. Complete touchdown as he guns it to Dorio Green-Beckham 8 yards deep. The most disturbing thing in this game is not that they lost to Seattle, but how badly they were beat, how vulnerable they looked in so many areas, and how many people they have may have lost to injury as Wilson takes the knee one more time.
In the end, it wasn't the noise or the environment at daunting CenturyLink Field that did in the Eagles. It was a combination of big plays allowed by a previously stingy Eagles defense, coupled with an offense that had almost no punch. And you add it all up, it led to a 26-15 loss in Seattle on Sunday. This is the Eagles Live Podcast, and I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with the instant reaction from Seattle. An 11-game streak in which the Eagles had scored at least 20 points, the longest in the NFL, went by the wayside in a loss that dropped the Eagles to 5-5. The Seahawks rolled up 300 total net yards in the first half on Sunday on their way to a 16-7 lead, but the real story of that half was the way momentum was changed by a mental mistake that should never be made. Trailing 13-7, the Eagles called the perfect play on a 3rd-and-6 snap from their 43-yard line. A screen pass to tight end Zach Ertz that turned into a 53-yard catch and run from Ertz into the end zone. But instead of potentially taking the lead on the play, the Eagles looked up and saw a yellow flag on the field. Wide receiver Nelson Aguilar had been penalized for lining up illegally, and the mistake proved extremely costly. Everything changed after that. The Eagles got nothing going offensively until it was way too late, and the Seahawks poured it on. After the game, head coach Doug Peterson talked about the costly mental error from Aguilar and the disappointing performance from his football team.
It's tough. It's tough to overcome sometimes. This is obviously a tremendous place. Obviously we're heading in the right direction too. And I see the Philadelphia Eagles doing some of the same things that they do offensively and defensively, and we're heading in the right direction. But, you know, again, I've got to continue to do my part and coach better. Listen, I'm going to keep encouraging the kid. I mean, he works hard every single day now. And, you know, I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to keep loving on him and encouraging him. And by no means am I going to be down on him. I think it's a benchmark for us. You know, you look at certain games on your schedule, and this obviously was one of those games that team that's playing extremely well, you know, in the Seahawks, and us coming off a win, off of a good win a week ago, and these are benchmark games.
There wasn't much joy in the locker room after the loss. The Eagles dropped to 1-5 on the road with their fifth straight defeat away from Lincoln Financial Field, and couldn't point to many positives in any phase of the game. If this was an opportunity for the Eagles to make a statement against one of the league's best teams, it wasn't the one the Eagles wanted to make. When it was over, Aguilar spoke about the mental mistake, saying it was just that he didn't check with the official on the play.
I hate losing. I mean, I hate losing, but more importantly, I hate not competing at the level that I know me as an individual can compete at. You know, it's not about the effort. It's sometimes about, you know, mentally being in my own head and taking away from what the energy I need to give to my teammates. It's a fight. It's a fight every day, you know. You have to fight, because sometimes this game's a tough game to tell people. And at times, mentally, I can put myself in a storm, but I need to jump out of the storm. I tried to hug the line, but I didn't do the first thing first, which was check with the official. We were in a bunch situation where usually I'm the point guy and everybody else was behind me. And I hugged the line to the best of my ability and tried to survey the defense instead of the first thing first, checking with the line judge.
The defense gave up too many big plays, something that safety Rodney McLeod said was unacceptable as he talks about the performance with the Eagles now 5-5.
We made some plays at times, but we also shot ourselves in the foot. That's a good team over there. They've been in the Super Bowl. They've been in the playoffs each and every year. So that was a good battle test for us to see where we're at. Obviously not proud of the outcome of the game, but got a lot of things to work on. But we just got to get things rolling, man. 6 games left. Ultimately, you know, to get what we want to get, we got to go 6-0, I feel like. So, you know, we learned from these mistakes today, but got to go in. And Green Bay is, you know, is a must-win for us.
Linebacker Nigel Bradham chased Jimmy Graham much of the day. Tight end had the big catch against Jalen Watkins and the score. And Bradham said just letdowns cost the Eagles defense in this game.
I felt like we pretty much just gave up, obviously, too many big plays. I felt like there were some things that we definitely could have did better. Obviously, a lot of things we could have did better. We pretty much was playing a decent game, but except for the big plays, man, we just got to eliminate all the big plays. It was some plays we should have made. We should have avoided a couple big plays. I really feel like the only one that they really got us on was the quarterback pass where he caught the pass for the touchdown. But all the other big plays, I felt like we just pretty much just out of position and just didn't finish the plays on them.
Quarterback Carson Wentz, 23 of 45, 218 yards, 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, won a costly one late in the first half on a pass intended for Dorial Green-Beckham. Here is what Wentz said after the game about the loss, another one on the road, and a tough Seattle defense.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I said earlier, the little mistakes that we make, whether it be, you know, mental mistakes from where we're lining up, you know, the physical mistakes, holding, turnovers, drop passes, you name it, there's a lot of things. Decision-making for myself, you know, we all got to be better. You know, it's frustrating, but at the same time, it's a game of football. You know, there are going to be mistakes, but we got to learn from them. You know, it's tough. And even, like I said, even in some of our wins, we have so many mistakes that keep creeping up on us that we got to get cleaned up.
That will do it for this Eagles Live podcast, the instant reaction from CenturyLink Field in Seattle. The Eagles fall to 5-5 with a 26-15 loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Some injuries to be concerned with for the Eagles. Running backs Ryan Matthews and Darren Sproles left the game and did not return. Matthews leaving with a knee injury and Sproles with a rib injury. And then right tackle Hulapadivadi Vaitai left the game in the fourth quarter with an apparent left leg injury. Updates coming on those fronts on Monday from head coach Doug Peterson. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us on the Instant Reaction Eagles Live podcast. Thanks to Brian Thomas and his crew for putting it all together. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.